I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Church leaders in Egypt already canceled summer ministries after security services learned of plans for increased violence against churches this summer, so says Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern. Now, the government is extending the state of emergency for another 3 months.
God willing, this intelligence is based on sort of limited plans, and this isn't going to be an ongoing problem, but we'll just have to see how things develop.
Pray for believers as groups like the Islamic State seek to bring fear and doubt into Christian communities.
We know that people can do brutal things and commit acts of great evil, but we have a God who's more powerful. So we can be praying that Christians in Egypt continue to be able to worship and tell people about Jesus.
And in the United Kingdom, there are 1.5 million people with learning disabilities. That's why Biblica created the Accessible Bible, a version that allows those with learning disabilities to more easily engage with God's Word. And after 3 years of work, they just released a New Testament in the UK. Pete Windmill, who partnered with Biblica for the project, explains.
The challenge when speaking with Biblica was to say that we need a version that looks like an adult Bible, not a childish Bible, not a child-friendly Bible in that sense. But a Bible that is laid out in such a way where the font is a decent size, where the language is simple, where there are pictures that are adult pictures and not like in a children's Bible.
Do you know of someone who could benefit from this resource? Find out how to get your copy through links at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.